that so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I hope you are all having a great afternoon, a great day. As you know, we're covering a special subject right now because Caitlin Bryant reached out to me about her sister, her 13-year-old sister, Abby Jones, who lives in Hamilton, Alabama. Now, Abby has EB. EB stands for epidermolysis bullosa. Abby was feeling a bit down, and her sister reached out to me about a special card drive. I'll quickly give you that address. It's 229 Sweet Gum Street, Hamilton, Alabama, 35570. If you would like to send Abby a card or a letter of encouragement, something to inspire her, to let her know that you care. As part of EB Week awareness, I actually reached out to Katie Fox about coming on the show and talking about her and her son Ethan's experience with EB and let them bring more awareness to this subject. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Katie and Ethan Fox.
Thank you.
I am so glad to have you both on the line today to bring awareness to this subject. It's a subject that many people don't know about. Part of what I do through The Mark White Show is try to bring awareness to those things that maybe we aren't as educated on. Katie, you and Ethan both have EB and have lived with this, so it's really a team effort between you both.
Yes, it is.
You know the Jones family. You met at a conference years back. Y'all traveled from Michigan to Florida. From what I understand from Valerie, you had just had your leg amputated, but you were determined to make it to that conference.
Yeah, I did. It was actually, I was only 10 days post-op when we left, but it was well worth it.
What is it about the EB conference going back to those years ago that stood out to you, a reason that you really wanted to be there? What drove you to be at that special event, even after having that surgery?
Well, we've gone to every one since Ethan was 2 years old. They have them every other year, except for this year, unfortunately, because of COVID. But we go so he can see kids that are like him and just be what would be considered, I guess, normal for a few days without the stairs and everything else. And it's definitely a big family that get together, really. And there are doctors that do present and offer research, but a lot of us families go to spend time with the other families.
Talk a little bit about the stairs and how they make you and Ethan feel, and how you would like for people to handle their first experience with EB.
I mean, you get them a lot because you look different. Ethan and I are fortunate. We don't necessarily wear bandages all the time, but there are times we do. And, you know, you'll get people that poke other people and kind of point, and, you know, they don't want to approach you. Or I've had, especially after my amputation, I've had parents, you know, pull their kids away when I can hear their kids asking, you know, why? And I've actually gone up to them and, you know, told these kids, there's no shame in asking. We would rather have questions than people not understand and not know. Any chance to, you know, educate the public about this rare condition, I personally like to take that opportunity to do so.
I was talking to a mom the other day, and her child is in a wheelchair. And one of the things that she mentioned was the fact that she would hear parents, don't look, don't stare, an avoidance. And it does program us to act a certain way when we see somebody who's different. And that programming is not good if we want to build relationships with each other and understand each other within our communities.
Absolutely. Ethan sometimes uses a wheelchair, as do I. And I mean, he's had bullying issues in school. I hated high school personally. I was bullied relentlessly in high school. Luckily he hasn't had it as bad, but I think that's because I'm very proactive when it comes to that kind of stuff. And I've raised some major eyebrows in our district as far as protecting him from that. But absolutely. I mean, avoiding it is not going to get it out there. The awareness won't be out there. If there's no understanding, there's no compassion.
Ethan, as your mom said, you have been bullied in the past in school. What are the things that you would like to see when it comes to how people treat you and getting to know you as a person?
Maybe looking like beyond the skin, just at the personality and who the people really are. Maybe just start a conversation the way you'd start a conversation with anyone else.
Everybody has a need, I believe, to have connections with people. Nobody wants to be lonely. And I can tell you what that feels like, too. And that's not a fun feeling. People want to connect with other people. And if they look at us and judge us by physical appearance, they're making a huge mistake. What are the things that you like to do, Ethan?
Probably play video games and then do archery and also choir.
How did you pick up archery?
Just wanted to do it in sixth grade, see if I could do it, and just stuck with it.
How have you done with it?
I've been to the national tournament 5 times now or something like that.
This year it should have been the 5th, but unfortunately, again, it was canceled because of COVID.
Wow.
Our school district actually offers it, and I was actually approached last year by the head coach, so I actually help coach it now myself.
Outstanding. I actually had an athlete, a Team USA member, on the program. She's Paralympic, and she is with Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. She actually does archery with her mouth because she lost her arm.
Yeah, and I actually follow, I cannot remember what his name is. He's called the Armless Archer. I've been kind of following his story, too. He's also a Paralympic athlete who shoots using his mouth.
That tells us that our own limitation sometimes as ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and Ethan actually, you know, if all the injuries, he actually injured himself during archery. So he actually has to use an arm brace and a trigger pull now, which again makes him different from everyone else. He sits down to shoot because he doesn't have the stability because of the wounds on his feet. But, and I mean, people definitely underestimate him. I remember, you know, one competition he went to, he ended up scoring, what was it, like a 280 out of a possible 300 in the tournament. And after the tournament, he went to the snack counter in his wheelchair, and the people kind of behind the counter were like trying to, you know, coddle him. Oh, how did you do? And as soon as he told them his score, they were like, oh, well, here's your stuff. Have a good one.
Don't try to predict what somebody can or can't do, right?
He is taking this sport and run with it. He loves it.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about this page, Ethan Living with the Worst Disorder You've Never Heard Of, because, of course, we're bringing awareness to EB. Will you stick with me, Katie and Ethan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. All right, folks, we're talking to Katie and Ethan Fox right now. We are bringing awareness to the subject of EB, epidermolysis bullosa, and I want you to be aware of this issue. And thankfully, Caitlin Bryant reached out to me about her 13-year-old sister, Abby Jones, and that is a foundation for beginning this EB Awareness Week. But I hope you'll stick with me as I continue to talk to Katie and Ethan Fox. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. This is another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White. We have been talking to Katie and Ethan Fox. We have been talking about the subject of EB, epidermolysis bullosa, and we're bringing awareness to this subject. I want you to understand what EB is, and I want you to decide to be part of this effort to bring more awareness to this subject and to reach out to families like the Foxes and reach out to families like the Joneses. I want you to understand what they are going through, their experience, but I want you to connect with them and I want you to follow their journeys. One of the places that you can do that is on Facebook. And the page is Ethan Living with the Worst Disorder You've Never Heard Of. What was the foundation and the purpose of creating this special page, Katie, through Facebook?
I just wanted people to be able to, I guess, take a glimpse into what our life is like. Most people, you know, they go through, they'll get a blister on their hands and, you know, they'll be hurt, but it'll heal and then they move on with their lives. Well, unfortunately for us, it doesn't work that easily. I mean, like it's been said that, you know, people counter it to second and third degree burns. And I've told people, you know, if it was, it would heal and then it would be done. Yeah, there'd be scars, but it just keeps getting re-injured and keeps breaking down and can cause the cancers and the debilitating other complications that it can be.
And there is no cure. And that is a big issue in finding research to help find a cure. One mom told me that she believed that there would be a cure in our lifetime. That's the goal, and I would love nothing more than to see a cure for all those affected by EB after listening to the stories. What is your insight in the EB community when it comes to research?
The complicated thing about EB is there are different forms, different severities, and different levels. The form that Ethan and I have is researched, but it's not researched as much as the more severe forms, which I completely understand why. But so for us, it's more manage treatment bandages when needed and manage infection when needed. But there have been great strides in research, and I am very hopeful that there will be a cure someday for all forms of it, even the most fatal form of it.
There are so many rare diseases out there, and I'm covering a family right now trying to help them. The father's a police officer. The mom works at a bank. The little girl, her name is Celia Grace. She's 3 years old and having to go to Italy for gene replacement therapy, and we're working to try to help that family. But the rare disease community as a whole, it's very difficult to get the research because it is rare, and that can be a challenge. I know for families that are wondering, okay, what are you doing to help? How are you helping my child? When you watch your child suffering growing up, it's painful. You want it to stop, and you offer the comforts that you can. What have you found works best for your son, for your experience, to try to help him live as normal a life as possible? And this message is for all these families who are facing rare disease and wondering, what can I do to help my young child grow and nurture them and help them live as good a life as possible.
For most of these families, especially the ones with EB, they will have never even heard the term until their child is born. I kind of had a little bit of a saving grace to where I knew there was that chance that he was going to have it. We were really hoping and praying that he wouldn't, but he did. So I think for him, I mean, he is a mom that knows exactly 100% what he's going through, which can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing at times, because I know when he's trying to milk for attention when he was younger versus really in pain. But I mean, just give him the confidence to be as normal as possible. I've never told him, no, he can't do anything. Well, wait, let me take that back. I told him he couldn't play football. But besides that, if there was anything he wanted to try, he was allowed to try it. Whether he was successful or not, didn't matter. And it was like the same with archery. He wanted to try it. We didn't know how he was going to do it. We didn't know if the strings were going to cause injury to his fingers. And in the beginning it did, but then we found a glove that he could wear. We found adaptations that we could make, and he's very successful with it now and one of the top shooters on his team.
That is awesome. Have you ever reached out to Challenged Athletes Foundation?
No, I haven't.
It is a great organization that provides supplies and equipment that actually Ethan would need.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you might look them up when you get a chance. Challenged Athletes Foundation. Absolutely. Isn't that a great feeling, though, Ethan, to know that somebody thought I couldn't do something, and I just did it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's very impressive. He's actually also tried out for America's Got Talent twice.
What was the talent? Was it for archery?
Singing.
What type of music do you like to sing, Ethan?
Country.
I sang for a while myself, and I decided that I would go the radio route after being a police officer off and on for 17 years. And that's what I did, became a police officer. And I've done a lot of things myself, but you keep giving it a shot. What do you want to do with yourself, Ethan?
Probably video game design and programming.
That is awesome. Are you in college now?
I took some college courses last year when I was a junior in high school.
My nephew actually got his 2-year degree while he was in high school and took the dual enrollment. And so that helped him a lot. And he's a computer programming guy.
Yep, he did dual enrollment last year, and then he'll complete his senior year this year.
Awesome. Man, I hope that this senior year goes great for you. I'm a little concerned about how school's going to be, and I know that last year's class missed so much, but I'm looking forward to maybe 2021 being a little different for everybody, and I hope that it's that way for you, Ethan.
Yeah, me too.
So many things that seniors need to be able to enjoy that they're not getting to, but you know, that's another subject for another day. But the main thing I wanted to do today was bring awareness to EB and have both of you share a message with people to help them understand what EB is about. As we close out, Katie, if somebody wanted to connect with you and Ethan, what's the best way to do that?
Either through my Facebook page or just email me, either Ethan's Facebook page, my Facebook page, or email me. I mean, I've helped counsel new families in our area in Michigan when they find me through Facebook, and I've helped several families already to understand what their child's going through and offer supplies if I have extras and teach them how to care for their child.
What is your email, Katie?
cocruzan@gmail.com. So cocruzan. @gmail.com.
Great. And again, I also want to bring awareness to the Facebook page where people can go and find out more information about Ethan's journey, one that you set up, and it's called Ethan Living with the Worst Disorder You've Never Heard Of. And that disorder is called epidermolysis bullosa, also known as EB. And we're continuing to bring awareness to EB this week. And I thank you, Katie and Ethan, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
You're very welcome.
We've been talking about the subject of EB, bringing awareness to this subject. Again, I thank Caitlin Bryant for bringing this to my attention through her sister, Abby Jones. We're going to continue to stay on the EB subject so that you are aware of it. And anything I can do through the Mark White Show If you know someone who is battling EB, let me know. If you know of an organization that you want to recognize that is helping families with EB, I'd like to know about them as well. We're going to continue to do this, and I'm going to continue to bring awareness to rare diseases so that we are educated and we understand what families are going through with these special diseases. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment, and I'm your host, Mark White. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero. Hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Yeah. Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and kind of uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker and Gimpton, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.